You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, and streaming live on Ustream, this is AfterBuzz TV for So You Think You Can Dance. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest So You Think You Can Dance news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off and the buzz continues, it's AfterBuzz TV for So You Think You Can Dance.
Hey.
Hello. How are
hey,
you?
Hey, everybody. Hi.
Hello.
Okay, so everyone out there, we're calling from two different houses. We're calling from studio. Mm-hmm. And this is the season finale for So You Think You Can Dance.
Woo! Woo! Yeah.
And our winner is...
Melanie!
Kamala, who called Melanie.
I know, but I just changed my mind last minute.
Oh, it doesn't count if it's not on tape, baby.
It was on tape. Remember, I changed my mind. I said, well, I really think it's going to be Melanie that they're going to vote, but I want Sasha.
I think I might remember
well,
that.
Well, that's a qualified winner, then. Mm-hmm. I claim full winnership.
That is true, you do.
What? I should have gone with my instincts, and I was just, you know, going with what everybody else said. You know, let me tell you something, though. She deserved every minute of that, and I thought that she was so humble and so just, you know, like, I don't know. She seemed like the winner, and she, I mean, Sasha would have, too, but I feel like, you know, I think Sasha really wanted it. I think Marco wanted it instead of Tad, but Tad just was like, okay, great, I love it, I'm glad I'm here, you know, thank y'all so much, all 5-4 of himself.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so can we just say that it was probably one of the most entertaining So You Think You Dance episodes ever?
It absolutely was. It was like revisiting every happy moment that we had, getting every high. It was like a highlight reel.
It was the best show of the season.
It really was. I mean, okay, so last night we were complaining about, okay, the first dance sucked, the last dance sucked. Well, tonight both dances rocked. And did you notice that Sasha actually opened and closed?
Oh, that's right.
They gave her props, y'all. And let me just say something. Those girls have to be laid out. Like, I hope they drank a bottle of champagne. And they're laying, like, out on, like, a bed, like, cast out. Because they danced so many dances tonight. I can't even tell you. Like, how many did they dance? I don't even know how they even did that last number. I mean,
Especially after last night.
Oh, I know. Performing like six dances last night, and then now.
Now they're machined, and they're also 19 years old.
So oh yeah,
pure
that's
insanity.
True.
I think we should all go on spa detail tomorrow. Like, find out every spa in LA because those girls must be in a spa tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And if they're not, it's a crime. Getting massages and mani pedis.
Oh, definitely. They deserve it.
Yeah. Well, you know, another thing, too, I probably think that, like, they've already been giving them masseuses and chiropractors and whatever on set because, you know,
God, I hope so.
We don't know what's going on behind the scenes.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
yeah. Well, I mean, you know what's weird to me? It's like, I mean, I have no idea, like, if anybody had a love interest or whatever, but I'm always curious as to know, like, who was actually dating. We never even let any of us know any of that stuff.
Oh,
right.
Because it might change your mind and your opinion of the dancers.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, so what did y'all think about the judge situation that they chose for the ending? I mean, for me, I was kind of disappointed that they didn't have, like, Kristen Chenoweth or, you know, some of the fun characteristic type of people. Mm-hmm. I mean, they had that guy from
Jesse.
Modern Family.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And then they had, why do they have Robin Anton? Does she have something to do with the show or something?
Like, maybe she's looking to set up a new Pussycat dolls. I don't know.
I guess.
I have no idea, but she's been on the show before, hasn't she?
Yes, she has.
But I don't know. I just feel like there's so many more people that are interesting and that I mm-hmm. really respect more.
Well, and more people have better credibility than she does, in my mind.
I agree.
Yeah, of course. Okay, well, I don't really want to talk about Robin Anton because, like, she's not, like, our highlight of the night. But Melanie, I can't wait to see what she does with her career and mm-hmm. and Sasha. But I really feel as though, you know, who knows? Maybe Sasha could be, like, the next Jennifer Hudson of, like, American Idol, but so she can be banned.
Yes!
Definitely.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, Jennifer gave us, like, soul, and so did Sasha. Mm-hmm. And but Melanie, y'all, I just have already, like, pictured in my mind. She's going to be, like, this enormous star. I love it. And I hope she stays as humble as she is because she's precious.
Yeah.
And
my hope for her is just that she stays true to her art in every way. She came from a fine arts background.
Mm-hmm.
She's now going into the performance background. She's going to be living the whirlwind that she's been living for the last couple of months, but it's going to intensify 100 times. And I just really hope that she can maintain the beautiful spirit that she is, and be true to the artistry that she mm-hmm. represents. And if that's the case, we're all going to be incredibly blessed with what she will give to the world.
Oh, definitely. I'm definitely sure we're going to see her on Broadway, for sure.
Oh, Broadway. But, I mean, you know, I just, because she has such a presence on camera, and I don't think every Broadway star does. Because it's
mm-hmm.
a different dynamic. Mm-hmm. And I feel as though Melanie captured us, you know, on film because that's all we've seen. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, you know, she is the little actress, as Kimi Ortega said.
Mm-hmm.
And I do. I think, you know, you can't pinpoint or put, as they say, baby in a corner. You can't just say, oh, she's just a dancer. Because for me, like, when I started dancing, that's all I knew, and I would literally, like, act on stage because that's what you're doing.
Mm-hmm,
people
right.
ask me, well, how did you get into acting? And I said, well, I was a ballerina, and, you know, I play parts in every single ballet and,
mm-hmm.
and in my jazz mm-hmm. pieces and in my musical theater pieces. So you are. It's actually speaking through dance.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, I mean, and my point is I feel like she's going to be, like, a screen actress, and I hope she is, because I would really like to see what she could bring out. You know, she's very emotionally available.
Oh, yeah.
yeah.
She cries mm-hmm. so much.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, child, like, you cry when you're sad, you cry when you're happy. Like, what do you do, like, in between? Like, I don't know.
She just smiles. She just smiles.
Hey, some of us cry a lot, okay?
There's nothing wrong with that.
Okay, fine. Cry, baby. thank you for going in tonight, Heather. And
oh, of course.
Yes, thank you for being in studio, Heather, so that we could call remotely and not have it be terribly, terribly boring because your beautiful face is there.
Aww.
Exactly.
You guys are probably in your pajamas. Like
pretty
lying
much,
in bed.
Pretty much.
Halfway there, but I mean, what a great season! And just, I feel like it went by way too fast.
Oh, it did. Oh, definitely. I want to see more. I want to see more dances, and I can't wait till next season.
I watched tonight. It was absolutely a highlight reel.
Mm-hmm.
It was everything you want the show to be. It was inspiring.
Mm-hmm.
It was touching. It was congratulatory.
Mm-hmm.
It was, you know, it was just, it was all of those things. And it, in addition, it was incredibly hopeful
mm-hmm.
for, you know, what we're looking forward to in all of these dancers. Because, as I said yesterday, and I've said over the course of time, is that when it gets to this point, it's just painful when people are cut.
Because
any one of them absolutely could be the winner, as mm-hmm. we attested to last night. Mm-hmm. And so we come into this finale, the results show. We get to see them dancing their hearts out, dancing mm-hmm. their pure joy, expressing themselves. And, you know, it comes down to win, lose, whatever. I think they're all beautiful expressions, and I just can't wait to see where each of them goes from here. And I'm so happy to have been able to witness it all.
Oh, definitely.
Me too. Mm-hmm. Me too. And another thing that I thank them for is giving their heart over and making us feel. It was like watching a movie and, you know, making us go through emotions as well, because there's not many TV shows that make you do that,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I think that they really, the choreographers and dancers mm-hmm. and producers, you know, had mm-hmm. a part in that.
Oh, they did, definitely.
For sure.
And I don't know, I think I'm obsessed with Kat Dealey. I really hope that she wins that Emmy.
Oh, I do too. She deserves
too.
It. She totally deserves
just
it.
Just a quick side note. How about that dress she was wearing tonight?
I'm stealing it. I'm going to rip it off of her body and put it on mine. I mean,
okay,
oh my goodness.
Then can I have it on alternate Tuesdays? Because you and I are about the
yes.
same size, and
yes.
I totally want that dress.
I don't think she's going to part with that dress. I think she might fight for it.
She might, indeed.
Stunning. Stunning. And that's the back of it. What?
Oh,
I knew that there was
gorgeous.
Like some badass bag, and I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Hot mama.
Definitely.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. You know, last night I was shocked. It was last week that she wore that long yellow dress.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because she never wears long dresses. It's always the same length.
I like mm-hmm. when she shows her legs a little bit. She's got really nice legs.
She's
show
got
them
beautiful
off.
Legs. Yeah,
oh,
show
definitely.
Them off.
Mm-hmm.
Show those suckers off. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of show those suckers off, Marco's thighs were fantastic. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
He's gorgeous.
Well, speaking
he
of.
Is.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. The
speaking
Marco expert.
What do you got, Jesse?
The Marco expert. Speaking of Marco's thighs and all things that I love, I want to thank you ladies for. I've never really could get into So You Think You Can Dance. Mm-hmm. I've always been into these competition shows with the singing. I love dancing, mm-hmm. but just getting into. Just getting into a competition dance show.
Mm-hmm.
has been kind of hard for me, and I've been on for 8 seasons. I've tried to get into it, but I never could. But you ladies, and Maria Kanellis included in this, and I think I said this to you a couple weeks ago, Heather,
mm-hmm.
I want to thank you guys because you make it so much more fun and entertaining for me to watch. And you have truly made me fall in love with this show. I'm upset I didn't get to see it. I will watch it tonight. Like,
mm-hmm.
So I thank Aww. You ladies for that.
Aw, thank you, Jesse. That's so sweet of you to say.
But you know, what he's saying, you know, dance, it should be fun. You know, it shouldn't
yeah.
be a chore. You should love what you're doing, no matter if it is singing or dancing. And that's what we've seen in this season is people actually
yeah.
having fun with it. You know, at the beginning, it wasn't a competition to them. They're all like best friends now.
Right.
And
yeah.
that's how it
yeah.
should be, even in a competition, you know. It should be fun.
Well, here's the other thing, too. When you're a dancer,
mm-hmm.
you're dancing ensemble mostly, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You're not
right.
dancing usually ever by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So true.
Like, it's never like, oh, I'm over here dancing by myself, like, you know, in the wings. Like, you are going to be a part of that number. You have
mm-hmm.
to blend,
mm-hmm.
you know, unless you are, like, the lead of a Broadway show, then that's a little different, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But and I'm going to compare it to American Idol, okay? Well, these people are fighting solo because they're going to be going on to their solo career.
Exactly.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
There's no solo dancing career out there, really. I'm sorry. Like,
that's
you know,
true.
I'm like, yeah.
You're right.
So,
that's true. No, it's true. Unless
so,
you're a singer / dancer, like, you know, Justin Timberlake or Justin Bieber.
J-Lo or.
Exactly. Or Usher, Beyonce, something
well, yeah.
like that.
But
but that's still singing.
But the competition as well, like in being friends, the friend thing, you know, I could see dancers are, I mean, I'm not going to, but I mean, they're the most amazing people in the world because they're fun, they're energetic, they're like, they're carefree, they're like all over the place, you know what I mean? And they just are like, have you ever sat in a room with just dancers and just like, you know, shoot the, you know, shit? It's like so fun.
Oh, it is.
Well, and you know what? What they are is artist athletes, which is a very unique combination.
I like what you said.
There you go. I like that, Tam Tam.
I do. I love that saying.
Because it really, because it takes both of those disciplines coming together to create a brilliant dancer. It's, you know, people who can express themselves emotionally through, you know, their movement and and bring that out with their athleticism. It's absolutely artist athletes, and that's a totally unique kind of person.
Well, what, and what's hard too, because, y'all, I was thinking about the thousands of dancers that auditioned and got as far as they did. And could they have been number one? Could they have won? Could Jordan have won? Could Caitlin have won? Of course they could have. But it did. It got down, and we've said this before, it got down to who was the best performer. Not dancer, technically. But see, the thing is like Melanie is all of that. Like, she's technically amazing.
She's all around.
But, you know, I don't think Sasha is technically, like, perfect. You know, I mean, like we were saying with the ballet stuff, I don't feel like she's, like, Miss Perfect Alignment Ballerina. I mean, I've never seen her do it, but I would guess that she's, you know, not Miss Turned Out Perfectly and, you know, 20 fortes. I don't know.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I agree.
Well, okay, I have a question for you gals. When I happened to check my phone when I was out on an appointment at about 8 o'clock before the West Coast feed started, so I knew the winner. But when you found out who the winner was, what was your reaction?
I was happy.
I went, I knew it, because I did. I just said, okay, good. I'm like, because you know what? That wasn't a surprise to me. If Tad would have won,
that
I would have
been shocking.
Like,
what?
Yeah. But
like,
I think
on,
Tad
America.
Knew. I think Tad knew he wasn't going to win.
No, but also, did you hear the percentage difference? It was like 47% to like 31 or something crazy like that. I mean, Sasha was 31 and Melanie was 47. That's a big, or whatever it was, you know, that's a big difference.
Yeah.
It is.
That's,
it is.
You know?
15 points.
And, you know, obviously not as many, I mean, come on, 11.5 million people. That's a lot of people that voted. But, you know, but it has nothing compared to American Idol. I mean, American Idol's like 60, 70, 80 million voters.
Yeah, that's a little crazy.
Yeah, that's a little crazy. I think American Idol is just, it's, there's something about it. I think people relate more to the singers.
I feel like dance is still coming into the world. You know, when I was in high school and college and growing up in dance, I would tell people I'm a dancer and they're like, oh, that's cool.
Oh, that's cool.
You know, like it wasn't as popular as it is now. And it's just weird to see it's growing and growing, and everyone's taking dance classes. You know, people are like, oh, what are you doing after school? I'm going to take a dance class. People are like, really? Oh, okay. Now it's like, where are you going to be tonight? You know, what are you doing tomorrow? What are you doing next week? Oh, I'm in a dance class. You know, everyone's doing it now. It's so popular and so in right now. And I think it's going to even be bigger than American Idol, you know?
I hope you're right because it's something that, you know, everybody sings in the shower where, you know, there are karaoke opportunities if you, you know, swing a cat, you can find them. Not the case with dance. And mm-hmm. I think it's a form of expression that to this point has been thought of as something that you have to, you know, like a lot of these disciplines, have to have particular talent to participate in. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things I really loved about Nigel Lithgow starting the, you know, the National Day of Dance, which
I
was, what,
that.
10 mm-hmm. days ago?
Mm-hmm.
Because movement in any form, not about performance necessarily, not about mm-hmm. pleasing people, but about expressing oneself, is a fundamental thing that has been throughout cultures and throughout time mm-hmm. present in our lives. And I think it's a really important thing for people to be able to do mm-hmm. when it can get to this point of competition and excellence and performance. Bravo. But I think that it's something that doesn't need to be so lofty and inattainable. Mm-hmm. God bless these people are bringing it to the masses and bringing it back around, like you say, to people who are going to classes every day. God bless them, because I think mm-hmm. it's something that's a wonderful experience for people to be able to participate in, mm-hmm. you know,
it
all
is,
the time.
Also, but also, y'all, it's just very, very intimidating. When you walk into a dance class, a lot of people are scared to actually,
yep.
you know, go walk into a dance class, because you have to learn the combination, mm-hmm. and if you can't learn it fast, people don't understand. It's not just about doing the dance; it's about you have to learn the combination mm-hmm. fast. Like, you have to be smart, you have to be quick.
But at the same time, with that, people who are intimidated. It's because, you know, you go to a beginner class thinking you're going to be with a whole bunch of people who are at your level. And then there's people who are advanced and they take beginner class because they just feel like, well, I'm going to take this class because I like the choreographer or whatnot. And it kind of intimidates people who don't really dance very often. And they're like, okay, this is my first time in a dance class. I'm a beginner. I'm going to take, you know, the extra beginner class. And some advanced person comes in who should be in a master's class. And scares them a little. And
well, not only that, you know, I maybe 5 years ago mm-hmm. went to a tap class that was supposed to be a beginning tap class. I'd mm-hmm. had one class before, mm-hmm. went into the tap class. It was a beginning class. Turns out everybody was who you're talking about, Heather. They were advanced / master participants who wanted to be with this teacher, show up in a beginning class, dance the crap out of me, and I had to drop it because it was not a beginner class. And I resented it, and I'm still mad about it 5 years later.
And can I just say something about tap?
Yeah.
There is no easy tap class. Let me tell you, the most beginner tap yeah. class is hard.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing easy about tap. But honey,
no, there isn't. But the thing is that this was the first week was a beginner class. The second to the fifth week when I dropped, it was an intermediate / advanced class because of the participants.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was the wrong thing to have happen because I paid for, I signed up for a mm-hmm. beginner class, and those people made it an advanced class. Well, if that's the case, they should have offered me another opportunity. Instead, they just lost my money because I dropped the class.
Yeah.
So, but that's not even really what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about organized dance. I'm talking about cultural dance. I'm talking about expression of oneself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about, you know, powwows and around the fires and, you know, African expression
it's been
of
around.
Self and of culture.
You know, dance has been around
yeah.
for many, 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 many years and centuries. You know, like the Native Americans have dances for rain, for snow, for this, for that, for fire, you know, and same in my culture, same in any culture,
yeah.
there's a dance for everything, you know, you dance at
yep.
a wedding, you dance when you're just listening to music around the house, you know, and everyone does it, no matter what, you're happy, you're sad, you dance because you feel some emotion, and you hear a song,
yeah.
and you just, you know, slow dancing because you're in love with somebody, you know, having a glass of wine with them and by the fire and whatnot. And it happens all the time, but now is becoming more popular because of So You Think You Can Dance. And I
and
absolutely
love and Dancing with the Stars.
And Dancing with the, yes, definitely. And I mm-hmm. absolutely love it. I love how it's so popular now. And
me too.
Being
I
able
am
to
with
do
you,
it.
Sister.
And well,
me
you
too.
Know, and it's sad because arts are being taken away from schools. You know, they're not having art classes and dance classes in elementary school anymore. And it's nice to see that this is becoming popular, so parents will be aware, like, okay, art and recess and whatnot are not popular in elementary schools anymore. They're being taken away, and now they can maybe afford a $10 class once a week, you know, to get their kids active.
Well, here's what I love.
Artistic expression is an important part of life.
Oh, it is, definitely.
Yeah, and here's what I love about So You Think You Dance and Dance with the Stars, and mostly So You Think You Dance, is because, you know, back in the day, you know, mm-hmm. yeah, my kid's a dancer. What do you have to look forward to?
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, we're going to send my child up and spend a ton of money to New York City, or we're going to send him to L.A. Mm-hmm. and or whatever. But now your child can go sign up and, you know, have something. I want to be on this show, and you don't have to pay one dime.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
exactly.
Like,
yeah.
And, like, to be on Broadway, you got to spend years in New York City. I mean, mm-hmm. but this is an opportunity for young dancers to be like, heck yeah, this is my goal. I'm going to be on this show. And even if they don't make it as far as, you know, our top four, they at least got exposure, and they can walk into any company or any, mm-hmm. you know, choreographers and be like, oh, you're on So You Think You Dance. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, not only that, remember the top 10 go on tour. So they get
to
experience that, you know, and they can start going, they get to go on tour and they get to experience that. And then maybe they can go audition for Lady Gaga or Beyonce and be a backup dancer.
Oh, yeah. That's, did y'all watch that other night, the Gaga dancer that danced with,
Mark.
Mark, yeah. Oh, Lord.
I love him.
Oh,
he was my
God.
Favorite on that season.
Wow. Beautiful, right?
Yes. I love him.
Yeah, but he his haircut was totally Lady Gaga.
Oh, well, yeah, but I think he's on tour with her right now, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, main dancer. Well, anyway, I mean, we could go on for days about dance because, you know, it
we clearly love it.
It makes us happy. We love it. And, you know, who doesn't at this point? I mean, especially after tonight.
Who
you know,
doesn't? Was, did you hear?
I mean,
sorry.
Well, I mean, I just... again, congratulations to Melanie.
Mm-hmm.
Giant congratulations to Melanie. Congratulations to all four of them.
Oh, yeah. It's a big step.
So that's
what
I said.
Done.
All four of them are just, like, phenomenal. And the top eight, come on. They're all, you know, fantastic. Mm-hmm. And or the top 10 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Well, girls, I'm so sad it's over.
I know.
What are we going to do? Thank you.
Watch the careers of these people. That's what we'll have to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Well, it's been a good season, and I want to thank Tammy. I want to thank Heather and Maria and Jesse and Phil and
mm-hmm.
Kevin, Maria. I mean, and I will definitely be back next season. And,
oh, me
oh,
too.
God knows who's coming back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
For sure. It's been awesome. I loved the season, and I love doing it with you guys.
Oh, definitely. You guys,
me too. It was a pleasure, and thanks for going in tonight, Heather.
Oh, definitely, of course.
Thank you so much. Congratulations, Melanie. Congratulations, everybody. And we'll see you all next season.
Yeah, see you next season.
Yeah.
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.